Geologist and newsletter writer Mickey Fult from mercenarygeologist.com joins us now. Mickey has over 30 years' experience as an exploration geologist, searching for economic deposits of base and precious metals, industrial minerals, coal, uranium, oil and gas, and water in North and South America, Europe, and Asia. He's worked for junior explorers, major mining companies, private companies, and investors as a consulting economic geologist for the past 22 years. Mickey is well known throughout the mining and exploration community for his ongoing work as an analyst, newsletter writer, and speaker. This is Ellis Martin reporting from the New Orleans Investment Conference, and I'm sitting down with my friend Mickey Fult. Mickey, welcome to the program.
Thanks a lot, Ellis. Always a pleasure.
It's always my pleasure. Now, in this particular segment, let's talk politics. It's getting close to the election. Have you been an avid debate watcher? Do you fall on one side or the other politically? You own guns and possibly knives. That might paint you as a Republican. Is that true?
Absolutely not. I'm a libertarian.
Tell us why you're a libertarian.
Because I am a firm advocate of the free will of people, of capitalism, of the motto, don't tread on me and I will not tread on you. I'm a Jeffersonian constitutionalist. I have been for as long as I can remember in my adult life. And I see our country going in a way that I don't particularly agree with. I think the Republicrats and the Dempublicans are essentially the same. You've got Obama and you've got Romnuts, and a monetary policy that they will both support that is taking us to economic and social ruin. And because of that, I will vote for neither. And when there's a debate going on, I'll be watching a baseball game or a football game.
The candidate for president on the Libertarian ticket, the Patrick Henry ticket.
There you go. Good one there, Ellis. I like that.
Is the former New Mexico governor, Gary Johnson. Why should he be president?
Because he's libertarian. He tried to run as a libertarian. Arguably, there is a very large libertarian wing of the Republican Party. The Tea Party is probably somewhat attuned to that, but they've been absorbed more into the Republican mainstream. But Gary Johnson got marginalized, much as the way that Ron Paul has been marginalized over the years. So at some point, Gary said, to hell with the Republican Party, I'm going to run as libertarian. And at that point, he started getting media attention and notoriety, and so his marginalization ended for the most part at that point. Gary is a two-term ex-governor in New Mexico. When he was governor, the state ran hummingly, government was reduced, taxes were reduced, revenues, deficits were reduced, and he basically ran a stable government with less employees at less dollars than had ever been done before. His last election in New Mexico, he gained 55% of the vote in a strongly Democratic state. So he is on the ballot as the Libertarian candidate for president. I know the man. I think very highly of him. He is honest. He is a non-politician. And for that reason, I'm going to vote for him.
I can't disagree with anything you've said at all. But aren't you throwing away your vote by voting for Gary Johnson?
Not in New Mexico. And I do not look at polls. I have no idea who's winning in New Mexico. I suspect, once again, that because it is an overwhelmingly Democratic state, although occasionally votes in Republicans, that Obama will carry the state. But the real reason that I will vote for Johnson, other than the fact he's libertarian, is if he garners only 5% of the vote in New Mexico, that enables the Libertarian Party to run candidates for all state and county offices. So we've got to start somewhere. I'm pretty much fed up with the socialist fascist state that we are increasingly burdened with in the United States. A lot of people want to say that's Orwellian from the book 1984. To me, it seems more, and I'm going to coin a word here, Huxlessian, after Aldous Huxley, who at the same time wrote Brave New World. And it seems to me we're more of a Brave New World sort of socialist fascist state. I very much object to that as a freedom-loving, gold-loving, gun-loving, liberty-loving American. So Gary Johnson is my guy for president.
There's been a great improvement in the infrastructure in New Mexico with regard to roads, with regard to many, many things. Do you believe that began back in the Johnson administration?
Well, there certainly was improvements. A lot of the corruption that had been inbred in state democratic policies, politics, for a number of years, went away during the Johnson administration. Things became more efficient. The state ran very well during those 8 years. Then we were saddled with 8 years of Bill Richardson. We've regressed, but now we've elected a very good Republican governor, Susana Martinez, who is starting to put the state back on the right track with her veto pen. Gary Johnson, during his 8-year term in office, rejected all tax increases, vetoed something on the order of 750-plus Democratic bills to spend money. We now have the first term of Susana Martinez's governorship, and we're starting to get back on the right track again.
Governor Johnson said that if Ron Paul was still in the race, he wouldn't be running.
That's true. Ron Paul is getting up there in years, and Gary Johnson is our age, so he is a prime political age in his late 50s, and in my opinion, he is the next, to say it pretty bluntly, he is our next Ron Paul. He is the guy that will carry the Libertarian banner, hopefully for the next 15 or 20 years.
Do you think the Libertarian Party has a chance at a grassroots level, much as you described on the state level, to where we could see them as a contender, as a party contender in the elections over the next 10, 15 years?
Well, I think what has to happen is the Libertarian movement will have to be absorbed within the Republican Party, much the way that Ron Paul did it. If the Democrats can put up someone who I consider to be on the far left, such as Barack Obama, that can happen in the Democrat Party. I see no reason why a Libertarian can't win a Republican nomination at some point. Unfortunately, the media tends to marginalize those candidates and did it with Ron Paul and certainly did it with Gary Johnson this time. But we've seen some positive things. We saw the Tea Party absorb fairly seamlessly into the Republican Party. I think Ron Paul and his efforts have made changes in the Republican Party, but not enough changes for me at this stage, especially with a middle-of-the-roader such as Mitt Romney with a Republican nomination.
In the 70s and the 80s, the media was not able to or did not have the structure that it does now to have marginalized an independent candidate to where they at least were participant in the debates.
That's true, and so we've seen a change in the media, and you're a media guy, so you're probably more attuned to addressing those issues than I am.
Mickey, how can we learn more about what you do?
I write a newsletter. It's all free, sponsorship model, mercenarygeologist.com. Run a companion website called mercenarygeologist.asia in simplified Chinese. Twitter with now over 20,000 followers, at mercenarygeo, and all the subscribers and casual visitors to my website can listen to this interview and many more, 24/7 streaming audio, radio on the internet, mercenarygeologist.fm.
Mickey Fulp, mercenarygeologist.com, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Ellis.
I'm Ellis Martin reporting from the New Orleans Investment Conference. You can listen to this podcast again by going to the podcast page of our website, ellismartinreport.com.